Welcome to the second episode of Daily Info's Oxcast.
We're back with another week's worth of the best things to do and see in Oxford.
Absolutely. This week we've got great dance, great comedy, and our picks from the Oxford Literary Festival.
We've also got, we're going to do a feature on films and food. And our pick of the week this week is very exciting. It's Oxford's Secret Passageways.
Ooh, look forward to that.
Absolutely. So, Alwyn, kick us off with dance.
Okay. The Dance in Oxford Festival is still going on. It's going on till the end of March, so we've got 1 week left. And one of the most spectacular of its public performances is on this weekend at the Oxford Castle Quarter.
What's that?
It's called Danse de Cariatide, and it's an aerial performance by, it may surprise you to know, a French company.
Oh, yeah, of course it's French. Yeah. So, aerial performance, what's that?
What they're doing is basically these dancers are going to be suspended by ropes. So they're going to be
in the air
and like on the walls. So basically they're going to be dancing along the walls of Oxford Castle.
Wow.
And there'll also be like shadow projection and music. You can see some
like
videos.
Like mountain climbers.
Yeah, exactly. But like then dancing.
Exactly. As if it isn't scary enough climbing a mountain.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I personally am not sure I want to do it, you know, even with all the safety ropes and stuff. But yeah, you can see some videos of these guys on YouTube. And it does look absolutely amazing. Just like sort of surreal and kind of like
it's a really interesting
spooky
concept.
Absolutely. And best of all, it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Saturday and Sunday, just head along to the Oxford Castle,
so you can
7:30.
Just turn up.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I've got some dance as well. There's Electro Kiff. They're performing on Saturday evening as well, at 7:30. That's at the Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of urban dance, like street performers. They're also French, in fact, so kind
good.
Of French
bit,
theme.
Bit of an invasion going on this
Absolutely.
Weekend.
But they look really, really good, really energetic. They're like young male French dancers from Paris. The set is kind of like a college room with like desks, and then they suddenly get up and start dancing on the desks. And
everything
really
brilliant. Kind of like sort of, yeah, like breakdance sort of.
Yeah, like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, looks great.
All right, okay. I think that's enough dance, don't you? Yeah.
What else is there?
One man standing still in the middle of the stage. That's
what
we need. It's Stuart Lee, star of screen and stage.
Stuart Lee.
And now he's coming to Oxford for a comedy gig.
Okay.
What I particularly like about Stuart Lee, I don't know if you've seen Stuart Lee perform, but.
No, tell me.
I think I can best describe him by using some of the quotations he's got himself on his own website.
Okay.
So here are just a few, all from other people, all about Stuart Lee. Stuart Lee is the Stuart Lee of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sanctimonious prick.
Right.
He massages the prejudices of Guardian readers to make them feel better about themselves.
Oh, I read The Guardian. That's
It's good. Yeah, so one for you. He's a borderline alcoholic. One for me. And he's not really funny. So we might be expecting a little bit of self-deprecating humour.
It does
humor.
Sound like that, doesn't it? Yes.
All right.
Okay, so on to festival season in Oxford.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're kicking off with the Oxford Literary Festival.
The Sunday Times
Sunday
Oxford
Times.
Literary Festival. I think you'll find you need some branding in there.
Absolutely. So this is going on till the 1st of April.
Sorry, when does it start, sorry?
It starts tomorrow.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and there are over 300 book readings and Q&As and literary lunches, all sorts of things to make you feel really cultured.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so loads of things. You can find all their events on their website. But here's just one that's sort of caught my eye for this weekend. It's called Science and the Future, Uncertain Futures. And I just thought it was quite a hot topic. Like, we're all worried about how new technology will change our society and our environment and where new science will take us.
Very, very topical, very appropriate. Yeah.
Absolutely, all these films about like worried about what scientists are doing to us and things. So so that seemed like quite an interesting one. And that's on Saturday afternoon, all afternoon. So lots of different talks on
brilliant.
Various things like quantum physics and climate prediction, things where uncertainty are involved. You can find details to that on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
Brilliant. I've got a pick of my own.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
What's that?
Well, after your highfalutin, your exciting science stuff, I feel a bit bad. Because the title of the show is called What's the Point of the Arts?
Okay.
So this is like a discussion. It's going on Monday. But the guests are really the people who make it. So we've got Stuart Lee talking, so he's back again. Yeah.
Double bill.
Exactly, yeah. Sneaking a tour date while he's here.
Yeah.
But there's also Josie Long. Now, I love Josie Long. She's such a brilliant performer. She's a comedian, stand-up comedian, and she's just really friendly and warm and funny. She's not one of these insult comics, but she's just so approachable, and her comedy is very real and like genuine. And there's also Alan Moore. Now, have you heard of Alan Moore?
Maybe heard, but tell me.
Okay, basically, he's... he's kind of like a comics god, I'm afraid to say. Okay. I'm wearing my geek flag today. He wrote V for Vendetta, which was later made into the film.
Okay.
He wrote Watchmen, also later made into the film. And he's now like a full-time graphic novelist and also a magician. So,
right, just on the side, as you would.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently he worships a Roman snake puppet god called Glycon.
Oh, Asclepius, yes.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. A bit of classical knowledge there, yes. From Emma. But yeah, so these three brilliant, funny, clever people are going to be chatting about what's the point of the arts on Monday. And as Emma said, 300 more events, over 300 loads. More events. The full list of those is on oxfordliteraryfestival.org.
Okay, but if you can't get to these particular events or you don't feel like being quite so cultured, how about this weekend just film and food with your mates?
Absolutely, yeah. And what I personally like to do is if I go out for a movie and then go for a meal afterwards, mm-hmm. what I like to do is go to a themed restaurant. So, like,
do you?
Yeah, one that appropriate to the film I've just seen. Because I think that lets me appreciate the film on a deeper, if you will, a gut level.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, okay. So what food would you go for if you just see the Hunger Games? That's a new film that's out.
Oh, really? What's it about?
Well, there's this dystopian futuristic society and teenagers from various districts in North America are chosen to come and compete in the mm-hmm. Hunger Games, which are kind of like gladiatorial games where only one eventually lives. That all the rest get killed in these games with really violent.
Well, I'm peckish already, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you go for with that then?
Well, it's sort of futuristic sci-fi sort of thing. Well, I think there's one obvious choice that springs to mind. Atomic Burger on the Cowley Road. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves it. It's got that kind of, you know, the futuristic decor. It's got the meat, obviously.
Can you have it rare?
I don't know if rare ground meat is really what I want to go for, but, you know, each to their own. It's yeah, fine. And, you know, it's just really nice. It's got that kind of warm atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really friendly. I do. It's absolutely got a great atmosphere in there.
Yeah.
Okay, another one. What about the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel?
Oh, yeah. Been out for a little while now, but it's still going strong in all of Oxford cinemas. Briefly, talk us through this one.
Okay, so it's the thing about the retired British national treasures heads to
absolutely.
India for their retirement.
It has all of them, doesn't it? It's Bill Nighy, Judy Dench, basically anyone who's everyone in, you know, over 60 but still, you know, great British actor.
Did you enjoy it?
I really liked this film, actually. I thought there's maybe one too many national treasures. There was a little bit too much.
I love that, just that bit at the beginning when it's in the airport and they're all sitting there on the bench and then the camera pans across them and the music swells. It's just like, look who we've got in our
exactly
film.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a really feel-good film. And it's just...
And it is a bit different.
Yeah, exactly. And it does really also give this really lovely view of India. It's kind of a little bit tourist board view of India. It's maybe a bit stereotypical. But on the other hand, it does really kind of... I don't know. Makes me hungry for a curry anyway.
Absolutely. So where would you go?
Well, one place I quite like, which maybe doesn't get quite as much attention, is Cummins on St. Clement's.
Oh, yes.
So obviously Cowley Road is the big hotspot of Indians in Oxford.
Yeah.
But, you know, because St. Clement's is literally just, you know, 5 minutes walk away, I think it doesn't get as much traffic. And it's just a really nice, small, little bit quieter, and they just do really good food.
Mm. So similar to that, there's Shazan in the city centre. Mm-hmm. Another one that you might not necessarily think of when you immediately think Indian in Oxford. Mm-hmm. And it's quite easy to miss because it's on the first floor on the high street, on sort of on the left as you're going into town towards Corn Market. But yeah, I really liked it as well. It's a lovely room. It's got sort of wall hangings and cushions. It's really sort of brightly coloured and the bar at the back and sort of wooden. And yeah, the food's really good. I had lots of tandoori stuff there and really nice.
Yeah, that's great. On to Daily Info's pick of the week.
Indeed. This week we've got Secret Passages in Oxford.
Yeah. Everyone loves Secret Passages. We should just say before we kick this one off, I'm afraid this isn't the kind of like revolving door in the library sort of secret passage.
Although we do have one a bit like that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. But this is actually, this is our sort of cutesy way of saying that it's nice little walks in different parts of Oxford that maybe you don't know about, you know.
Indeed, and it's a good time of year to be talking about this because I'm looking out the window now. It's sunny, like for the first time in ages.
Oh God, yeah.
The clock's going forward on Sunday.
This weekend, yeah, absolutely.
So we'll have our evenings back. We'll have light in the evening.
Oh,
it's
going
to
be so
nice.
And just a little bit of warm weather as well. So we thought we'd choose a few little, quite lesser known shortcuts around the city that just lets you take in a bit of greenery.
Mm. Okay, so Al, when you wake up on a Saturday morning, it's lovely and sunny. Where do you go?
Well, I live on St. Clement's. Mm-hmm. So one of the places that I think is really beautiful and hardly anyone's to know about is called Mesopotamia. Mm. What this is, it's a little walk that runs from Marston Road to Oxford University Parks, and it's called Mesopotamia because it runs between two rivers. So how you get there is you go around the back of the Oxford Islamic Centre, which is just being built now, I think.
The really pretty one with the dome.
Yeah, like sort of minarets. It's really nice. But anyway, you pop around there as a little footpath, and basically what it is, it's a gentle little walk with sort of trees and grass with river running on either side of you.
Lovely.
And you come out in Uni Parks, and it's also a shortcut from East Oxford to kind of into the centre.
It's very
there.
Hidden away, that as well.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's only open during daylight hours, but nonetheless, it is a lovely spot.
And lovely.
What about you, Emma?
Well, okay, so I live in Summertown in the north. And I normally, when I'm going out for a walk, I head out towards Wilvercote and sort of meet the canal. And actually, the walk on the canal, along the canal, on the into town, like into Jericho, and then coming out by the station, if you stick with it, is really, really nice because it's quite sort of close to town and not far away. But it's also really secluded and very quiet, and you have the boats, so it's very calming there. Another good thing, if you're going into town on the way, you can stop off in Jericho, go to the Anchor Pub for lunch or for a pint, depending on what day time of day it is.
That it's always appropriate to have a pint.
It always is. It's always appropriate to have a pint. But yeah, that's lovely. I'd always do that.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful.
Should we do our other secret passage, one that's actually an underground passage?
Oh yes, absolutely. I love this one. It's between we couldn't have that title and not mention this, because it's the tunnel. It's a tunnel, an underground tunnel that runs between the Radcliffe Camera in Radcliffe Square and the Bodleian Library.
So it's called the Gladstone Link.
The Gladstone Link. Okay, yeah. Great. But I've never actually been in this tunnel.
Okay, so I have. It's really cool. So you can go into it from either direction, and it is part of the library. So you go in, and then there's the big room in the middle.
So it's got books shelved in it.
Yeah, it's sort of this little cavern in the middle that the two tunnels go into.
Brilliant. Wow.
And it's circular, and it's quite difficult. It's quite sort of easy to get disorientated in it, because it's circular, it's underground, you can't look out the window. So the way they've designed it is that one wall is blue for Bodleian and one wall is red for Radcam.
I see. So they don't trust Oxford students to know right from left, but they do trust them to know red from blue.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. Well, of course, though, it isn't open to the public, is it?
No, not all the time. You can get in if you've got a Bodleian reader's card, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they do tours. So you can keep an eye out on our website for that, and you can get in every so often. They take you down there.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, and that brings me on to say that if you have enjoyed any of the events we've mentioned in this podcast, any of the films or any of the restaurants that we've come across, you can find out full details on our website.
On dailyinfo.co.uk.
That's right. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
I'm Emma Pearson.
And you've been listening to Oxcast.